Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're going to have another awesome topic. We're getting ready to dig in. But, you know, before we do it, let's go ahead and give courtesy to the one who have given us this platform. That's Almighty God, guys. Lord, thank you for allowing us to come together collectively as a community once again to express our thoughts about this music industry and everything that impacts it right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear, every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program, and we ask that you bless them so that they can have the ammunition and be armed with the things that they need to stay grounded in this business, but let them not do it without respect to you, God. We ask you that in Jesus' name. All right, guys, I have to put this as a disclaimer. I'm a Christian that does hip-hop. We do this so we can connect together as community, but however, I don't want to impose my religion upon you the way I believe, but I do want to encourage you to know that it is one who have put everything together for you, and that it, I do believe that it's the Almighty God. That's just my opinion, and I have to stick to it, okay? So meanwhile, let's go into the topic, guys. Tonight we're going to be talking about what are the elements involved in achieving compelling vocals. All right, as everyone knows, there's a technical element, there is a human element, and there is a musical element. And there may be way more than that. That's just the icing on the cake. Let's get into it, and let's talk about it. We're going to go to our panel. We got Weatherman on deck. Weatherman, welcome to Hip Hop National. Please tell us where you're calling in from and what's your thoughts on tonight's topic.
I'm calling in from Hazel, Mississippi.
So the main thing, like when I go in the studio from vocal, the main thing is going to be you. And you can't be in the microphone too loud, and you can't be too far from it. And another thing is your breath. You got to try to keep your cardio up and try to exercise a little bit, so when you're going in there putting down your verses, you won't be running out of breath and breathing in there too much, so they won't give the engineer too many problems.
All right, y'all see how my man Weatherman came in. He done dropped the weather on us. He did it nice and briefly, and I'm going to tell you guys, that's the forecast. We about to get back into it in a minute. We're going to move on to Rocket. Rocket, welcome to Hip Hop National, man. Please tell everybody where you're calling in from and what's your thoughts on tonight's topic.
Hello. I much appreciate the introduction. I'm out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I do a lot of vocal recording, and I think it's based on the engineer. He sets the tone. You know, the artist, they want to be catered to, so they want to feel as special as possible. And I think achieving that without, you know, crossing the line of brown nosing or kissing up too close is a definite plus. And also understanding what you're doing, so if there's any problems that happen, you can troubleshoot without giving that artist, you know, that uneasy feeling. And I think it's just about keeping an even keel throughout the whole session. And more than anything, giving them what they want and not expressing too much about what you want necessarily. And, you know, really doing what you got to do on a technical basis before you try to get creative, if that opportunity ever happens. Just remaining professional all around is just ideal.
Wow. Thank you, Rocket, man. I mean, honestly, you just dropped a real nice element to this thing. Y'all see what I'm saying? You see how the icing stacks? Now we got your boy Raw Dog. He's definitely about to come in with some technical aspects. Raw Dog, welcome to the show. Where you calling in from?
I'm calling in from the comfortable state of Washington, up here in the Pacific Northwest, the Super Bowl champions. Ah, I like saying that. First
wow.
time in here.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
got a ride with.
Congratulations to you guys, man. Y'all stumped those guys, by the way, but I'm just saying. Anyway,
oh, yeah.
Let's move on.
That's the way we work it. Okay, now, you know, talking about vocals. See, I'm a producer, so I get the singers and the rappers and what have you. And, you know, there's a lot of nuances that go into trying to captivate the artist, the heart of the artist within the vocal, the realism of belief in what they're saying, you know, and I find that, you know, generally those that come to me and pay, and I've kind of slowed up on that because of the fact that, you know, I'm the kind of person that I have to tell them that, you know, it's not going to float. You know, that there's one thing about artist ego and vocals and what have you. I've never known anyone that could just, with their own mind and what have you, create a production because they're inside the box. They, you know, being outside of the box and a producer, I can hear their strengths. I can hear their nuances and their flow. And I can hear the lyrics and sit back and get a picture, you know. And, you know, that's basically what vocals do. They paint a picture. And that's up to the artist to be able to project that. Then it's up to me as the producer and the studio to get the warmth and the strength of what they're doing in their vocals and in the tracks so that the sound format gives people the believability that this artist believes and has enthusiasm and is melodic. You know, the one thing that rappers got to remember, they've got to be melodic. You know, and so, you know, that's my first input on that. I'm wanting to hear from the rest of the panel because I want to hear their ideas. You know, I'm here to encourage, not discourage.
All right, guys, I'm gonna ask you guys from this point right here. He just said he thinks the rapper should be more melodic. Can I ask you something, guys? And I'm gonna start off with you, Weatherman. Do you work directly with the vocals on the track as far as the rappers, as far as the singers? Is it something that you do?
Yeah, most of the rap music.
All right, now my question is, do you find the note on your keyboard and try to put them in key as they're playing? As they're getting ready to lay their vocals to find out what key they're rapping in. Is that something that you do?
No, I haven't paid attention to that.
Okay. Because, see, when he's saying that he thinks, because, you know, he's a melodic producer. He's one of those producers who kick it real strong on the keyboards. So I'm going to, you know, so I want to know, you say you haven't paid attention to that. Is was it Weatherman? I want to make sure. I just lost my space because somebody just fell off.
That was Weatherman.
Weatherman. I was talking to him. Okay, Rocket. What's your thoughts?
Yep, man.
What's your thoughts? Do you find the key of that rapper as you trying to put him? When put him on the track with his vocals, is it something that you do? Is find a key placement to where he's rapping at, so it to be in tune with the whole track.
I would use that technique more so with R&B and pop artists and vocalists. Now, if the rapper did have melody, and wasn't maybe, you know, kind of just real street and rough with it, I would let him do his thing and kind of observe. And this is first sessions we're talking about. And I think the big thing is, like, if an artist comes in with a track and, like, they're not in key with that track, you know, there's ways of getting around it to make them feel a little more comfortable without, you know, kind of breaking it to them that, you know, you've been out of key the whole time practicing and this really isn't going to work. And it just depends on the situation. But me personally, with rappers, unless they're like Kevin Gates or 50 Cent, where they're really melodic, then I probably wouldn't use that tool too much with rappers. You know, they tend to practice enough and come in rehearsed. Whereas R&B singers, if, you know, they're pitchy in certain spots, you know, that's something that you could cater to by finding their, you know, the correct, the comfort zone, you know.
Okay. So, Rodolph, what's your thoughts, man, as far as what he just said?
Well, you know what? I heard what he said, but I'm going to give him an exercise to do. I want him to go and check out Eminem. I want him to go check out Snoop Dogg. I want him to go check out 50 Cent. I want him to check out Ludacris. I want him to check out any A-list rappers. And you're going to find out their songs are all in the same key. It does matter that the musical key fits with their voice. When I say melodic, if you ask most rappers, what key do you rap in? They'll tell you, oh, I don't know, I just rap. There's your first thing and assignment to tell the rapper to go, this is what we're going to do. We're going to find out when you rap, which key signature your voice fits in. It's part of the formula to any musical production. You know, unless you've got a screamer. You know, who was that? Was that Murder? That was more of a screamer. He went to prison. I can't think of who that was. But he was a screamer rather than a rapper. So what you have is that, and this has been my first test to most rappers, and they look at me like, I don't know what key, and I go, wait a minute, how can you pick something to rap to know that it's going to fit with your voice? You know, you got to realize that the words might be important to the rapper, but the consumer wants something that's going to be palatable and pleasant as they listen to it. Lil Wayne, you can listen to him. Most of his songs are in the same key, and you know Lil Wayne got a terrible voice. But they fit the music in his key. And, you know, they don't go against it. And the first thing you learn in music class is you got to know the key that the song is being played in. Things have to fit in that key. And that's the truth. You know, and I've taught a lot of them that, and they've learned it, and they become more and more successful in selling their products because people, it's easier to listen to. Whether they like the whole thing and it hits the charts, that's a whole different scenario. But the point of it is they're able to market their product because it has that polish to it. It fits, and that's the first step in being a vocalist, you know, and guys, don't think that the effort is not appreciated trying to be a rapper or a singer. It is appreciated. Just remember the fact that music is instruments, even the voice, and they all must fit together. Okay?
Do you agree with that, Rocket?
Oh, wholeheartedly, definitely. You know, there's three parts to music. You got the rhythm, the harmony, and the melody, and, you know, all those parts got to work together. You know, any one clashes, it causes what's known as the uncomfortable, unsettling feeling. You know, I think music is about feeling. You know, a lot of artists, you know, if they're not, I guess, trained correctly, you know, they'll step into the situation and those bad habits will become practice. And with music, you know, it's a real bad thing. And I definitely agree with them. You know, you can't take anything away from the rappers because they're at a situation and a point in their career, technically, where, you know, everything is going to be pretty much amazing. You know, they're pretty polished. Like, you're saying, listen to Eminem. You know, I think I listened to Eminem so much, the new album, that technically, you know, it was a far reach beyond what, you know, people are doing in their bedrooms. You know, I don't think that there is a parallel there, you know, where, you know, you could achieve that quality, that technical prowess, too, as far as the people that he brought in. You know, just a lot of magical components, you know, in the studio. As far as skill and talent, too, that all play a part, you know, and it's all cohesive. And if it's not, you know, it shows. You know, you can have a whole lot of good elements, and one element, bad element, can ruin, you know, a great composition, a great song. So I definitely agree.
So I gotta ask y'all this. If a rapper has a musical background, do you believe it would make him a better rapper?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
You rock it?
I definitely think so. I think.
All right. I have to ask you why.
I would say let's take a typical artist that maybe close-minded musically, maybe like a few genres, and doesn't really care about counting bars. He just knows how much space is allotted that he can rap in, and that constitutes as his technical prowess. Now, that, to me, is, you know, what's going to keep him back from, you know, maybe working with a live band or maybe even doing a collaboration with an R&B singer. A lot of people that are musically trained get turned off by, you know, having to teach somebody a musical lesson before they do an actual recording that doesn't make much sense. So I think definitely artists go further. You know, that's why Lil Wayne, you know, had the confidence to try to do a rock album. You know, it's not the money. It's just, you know, having a sense of knowledge in that aspect and growing within it. And, yeah, it's beneficial, for sure.
Okay. Right up.
Well, you know what? Yes, having a musical background, it would be an asset to a rapper, because then he would realize that there are tones within his voice, just in talking. You know, that's just like, okay, you're going out on a date with a female. And let's just say you're smooth enough that you have the polished lines, you know, to say, I love the way the moon reflects in your eyes. Well, okay, you know, let's put it like this.
I'm trying to be a lover. that's the skill of a...
but check it out. Whatever. Now, if you're trying to tell a female that, you know, you're not going to have the twerk song on. You know, you're going to have something like a Marvin Gaye. You're going to have something like a Curtis Mayfield. You're going to have something that's melodic and your voice is riding with it and it fits in and she hears it and it stimulates her brain. And, you know, the whole thing about it is that music is, you know, the rappers should realize their lines are like being a good lover, to being able to convince and to paint that picture so that people join in on understanding the story and what he's trying to say and have compassion and get a feeling from it. You know, there's so much to the vocalists these days that they don't realize that they have to create themselves in such a dimension that they're touching the minds by going through the ears and they're making them dance, or they're making them have thoughts of love, or they're making them have tears in their eyes because they feel the pain. It's all real. You know, it's an emotional ride. Music brings about emotions and thoughts. And it's like being a magician. You have the power in your hand. Use the power. Don't just throw something out there to say you're part of it. Use the power, and the people will embrace you. Look at Bruno Mars. When we talked about the Grammys just last week, and the ladies came on and talked about how they were going to go out and buy Bruno Mars, and, hey, when he comes to town, they're going to go see him. Well, guess what? Most of the rappers that we've talked to are males. Appeal to them women. Those women will carry you where you got to go. That's where your fan base is. You know, I hate to say it, guys will let you down, but women will show up. They'll be packed up in the car and running to the concert or to the club just to see you. So understand, you have the power. Develop it. Get smooth with it. You know, I'm going to say this. Snoop Dogg is getting up in age, but Snoop Dogg was always smooth with his rap. You know, Ludacris, he became smooth with his. Eminem is definitely smooth with his. He can move it faster. He can move it slow, but he is definitely in charge of the lyrics when he's saying them, and he can deliver them in such a way you feel him.
And I have to ask you guys this, though, okay, because you both agreed that they had the knowledge and the background on it. It would help them to remain on key. So vocal lessons, would you say vocal lessons should be a common practice even if they're not trying to sing for that very purpose?
Well, you see, when you say vocal lessons, you can be self-trained. You know,
okay.
I know you have sang in the shower.
Listen, even if you're self-trained, do you think it's a necessary evil for them to actually spend the time concentrating on finding their key on the board and staying within the key?
Well, let's put it like this. You watch American Idol?
Yes, I do.
Have you watched the tryouts?
Yes, I've been watching.
Have you ever laughed at any of them people?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know why?
Because they were funny. They were trying to
Do you know what?
No,
why?
Their vocals took them there.
Okay, but you know why they were funny and they thought they were real?
Because they're not recognizing that they're off key, they're off pitch.
No, you know what it was? A lot of people have never heard themselves.
Yes.
See, there's the first thing. I come from the old school, and tape recorders were the most scariest thing in the world because you could tape yourself and then play yourself back and go, whoa, that's
me?
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, and so there's the first thing that outside of the box, if you bring yourself back to you, guess what? That's your first analysis of where you stand. Now, if you got to open your eyes, you can't just do it with your eyes closed and go, yeah, that's the bomb. You got to open your eyes and then be really critical. You know, and really, really truthful to yourself, you know, because that's another step in finding out where you got to go so you can be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to tell you a story. I had a band at one time, and we were practicing, and a guy comes to me, and he says, I want to try out, and I go, okay. So we played the song, and it was like American Idol. I had to give dirty looks so the guys would continue to play because they were almost in hysterics. And I could see it hurt the guy. So after, you know, I stopped the song and what have you, I took him from the practice room into another room, and I sat down and I talked to him. And I told him, you're not ready now. I see you have the passion. I see you have the desire. Now you're going to have to do the work. And you're going to be able to achieve your goal. And let me tell you something. He developed the skills and the style that I went to see him once, and the lady I took there, we were invited guests, and he sung a song that brought tears to her eyes because he did it magnificently. It's not about giving up. It's about getting better. It's not about, you know, people not accepting and embracing you. It's about building that individual talent that you want people to see that's inside of you. That doesn't mean you can't get there. That means you have to work to get there. I don't know very many natural-born entertainers. They all had to work to get there. I think Bruno Mars, they showed a video of him at age, what, 4 or 5 performing. He had to work to get there. And you can't, you know, that's just, anybody that thinks this is an easy ride, they'll find out because they're going to bump their head. You know, and then you have to get up, dust yourself off, but you're going to have to do the work. You're going to have to make the investment in yourself, in your time, in your mind. Because, you see, it's all about growth. It's all about nurturing and concentration and sacrifice. And you'll get there. Now, getting there doesn't mean you're going to be a platinum recording artist. It doesn't mean you're going to be a star, but it means that you will be able to be in front of the public and being able to do what comes from your heart, because that's part of it. It's got to be something that's inside of you that won't let you stop.
Well, you know something, Rodon? You brought up something that I definitely want to touch bases on. Because you said that doesn't mean you're gonna be a platinum producer. Doesn't mean you're gonna be a star. Well, let's say this: if you never take the time to fine tune your product, fine tune, and we're gonna talk about this before so when we get back, because I don't want to go over tonight. I want to be on point. We will go to a brief break, and we definitely come back. But I wanted to say this. Everybody will not be a star. And someone put it to me as simple as this, and I want to get you guys' thoughts. You know, you could take a wheelbarrow of pennies, dump them out on a football field, and sit at the back row of the bleachers. And you can get one volunteer to come out and say, hey, I need you to take one of these pennies and I need you to put this over there on the goal line. Now you reach up, you call out to the person at the top of the stadium, say, hey, which one of these pennies you see? The person in the back of the stadium would probably say, I see the pile of pennies. But there's a reason for that. There's more people trying to get in this business than the ones that actually make it. So the ones that big pile of pennies that you see, those are the people who are working so hard trying to get in. It's only one element out of that whole process that already made it. So the rest of these guys, don't get me wrong, they have to figure out things in between until their time comes. Not saying that they would never make it. So if you don't make it professionally, let's say successfully, as this one-hit wonder or this star overnight, at least you could be a work in progress all the time in improving your steps as you go. When we come back, guys, let's talk about it for a moment, because believe me, part of the elements of involved in achieving compelling vocals is to become successful as a star. So we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. There's more on the other side.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip-hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip-hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy, Poetic. Tonight we're talking about what are the elements involved in achieving compelling vocals. But before we go back into the topic, I want to tell you guys how to get involved. I want you to send your music to www.hiphopnational.com. We would love to hear what you have. We're ready and willing to support you and help you take your music to the next level. But we first need the product. So make sure you got your ducks in a row and go ahead and send it. www.hiphopnational.com. All right, guys, back to the topic. What are the elements involved in achieving compelling vocals? Before I went to the break, I wanted to kind of go on a side note about those who quest to be successful and the things that they need to do in getting themselves prepared. Everybody will not be an overnight star, and it's one of these things you have to digest. It don't come easy to digest it, but it's real. And this is the business of music, that there's everybody and their mom is wanting to be a star. They think they can sing, just like Raw Dogg said earlier. You ever watch American Idol? Well, there's many people get up on that stage and they're not prepared. Well, it takes digging into yourself, reaching deep down into that soul, and understanding who you are to make things happen. All right, guys, I'm going to go ahead and open up the floor. I'm going to ask you, Rocket, what do you think about that scenario that I just broke down to you?
I think that kind of like a vocation class back in the day, you know, you get that 5-year outlook, 10-year outlook. I think you really got to, you know, how strong a passion is. And a lot of the industry is so interconnected because of nepotism. You have to understand that. And, you know, certain people may be born into situations where, you know, they're a little more privileged and the doors are a little more accessible. I think just being able to know who you are, engage yourself, and put yourself in a situation where you can thrive. You know, being in the middle of nowhere to where, you know, there's an AM radio station might not help. You got to get into a major market and kind of see firsthand, you know, what real talent is and showcases. There's showcases that, you know, show talent that's not even out there yet. That's amazing. And you just really got to know who you are, where you are, what you're doing, and what you're sitting about to do. And also have a foundation set, too. A little knowledge never hurts. You know, whether it's, you know, firsthand in the studio or with promoters and marketers or, you know, online or at school, you know, you definitely need a foundation of knowledge, though.
All right. Thank you with that. I'm going to go to Raw Dog, and then I'm going to come to the 719-3961. So you just stay there. Hold your horses for a second. We'll be back with you in a second. Raw Dog. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, you know, hey, I think knowledge never hurts, you know, and I think that, you know, part of it is creating that entertainer that you can be. And once you've got all of the knowledge that you can absorb, and then there'll still be more, and you've worked on your talent or your gift, then find a critic so that you can get even better. Because, see, inside the box is still inside the box. You got to remember, people like Whitney Houston, Clive Davis was the mentor. You know, so you got to look at it and understand that, you know, every football or sports person has a coach. Now, I'm going to let you bring in the other caller. Let me see who this is. Caller 719-391. You've got your hand up. This is Raw Dog.
How you doing, Raw Dog? This is Dave.
Good. So now you have input on tonight's subject. Let's hear what you've got to say.
You all are pretty much dropping every single angle of it, honestly. What I would recommend is, number one, just getting familiar with the industry standard is, number one. So that way you have a platform, or what we term as a goal, to reach. And what I did, I've done a lot of underground music and things like that, working in different studios. And, you know, find the right gear. You definitely want to have a decent mic, and that's very important, you know. And there's different mics, or as they say, different mics for different people. Some people refer to it as different strokes for different folks. That's kind of crucial. And, of course, your acoustics, those are something that would definitely help people in regards to recording supreme vocals, is what I term it as.
Hmm. Yeah, we hadn't even got into the mic side of it. I'm glad that you brought that up, because that is an important point.
Yeah. Well, for people, from my experience, you know, you have a good range of voices. So, for example, my voice is kind of low, so I might need to bring out the highs in that so I can be very clear. Then you have those people who have those, like, what we call screechy-type voices. Well, you might need to have a mic to compensate for that. Then, of course, your EQing and things like that is going to go in. But you want to have a real crisp, clean signal. You know, pay attention to them signals. When somebody up on their mic and it's getting kind of hot, you know, you're not going to hurt their feelings, because especially if you're the engineer, it's going to show what you are. If you're going to put your name on it, you want it pristine. So tell them, hey, step back from the mic, or, you know, adjust the gain. Some people like to hug the mic and get up on it and kiss it, and then it's difficult to mix it. All of these actually, you know, go along with production. So every single aspect is important.
Well, now here's a question. Now that you mentioned that, what would you recommend that they do before they get in the studio? And when it comes to that microphone technique?
Okay, well, number one, a lot of the artists that come into our studio, we have a warm drink, either warm tea or some, you know, room temperature water. Because what that's going to, or either some lemon water, what that's going to do, that's going to clear their vocal, clear out their throat. Because I'm not sure if you've been around it, but if you have somebody come in, they might have a cold, and they get on the mic or something like that, then they sound all raspy, then you spend so many hours trying to get the recording right, and then they come back and still have to redo it because they just didn't clear their throat out.
Right.
Y'all might laugh at me for this, but I was watching Paula Abdul one time, and she said before every session or before she records, she always burps to clear her throat. And you know what? That has actually been another technique. Some people were saying put honey, you know, put some honey in it, but honey's going to actually clog you up a little bit. So you don't want that. Lemon would be good because it's almost like a natural form of alcohol to clear out some of that phlegm. And then you want to do some mic checks. Do a couple takes. just to see a good place for them to stand at, you know, see how loud they're going to sing, different things like that, because that's crucial. Again, that's pointing back to it's still a part of the production. And we want pristine quality whenever we put something out, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Now I got to say something about a falsehood that I've seen in the movies. You know, you'll see that rappers will be smoking marijuana before they get on the mic.
Right.
That's kind of a falsehood.
Yeah.
You know, I understand that they believe that. But, you know, one that's there to do the work is not necessarily doing that while they're recording. Now, they might be there when it's being mixed or engineered in doing that.
Right.
But it's not something that they're going to, hey, pass it to me, puff, puff, I'm now going into the booth. You know, it's not going to give them clarity in their voice.
Right.
You know,
if I was standing next to you, I'd give you a high five for that. That's something that a lot of people do not get. Your voice is your main piece of gold that you're going to use to get your fortune. So just like a runner or someone who plays sports, they're going to make sure that their body is in pristine condition before they go and do what they do. Your
right.
voice is your most valuable asset if you're a singer, rapper, or whatever. So why would you, number one, smoking, you know, a lot of us do it. I'm just put that out there. However, if our focus is on dealing with our vocal cords, we want those operating at the best. A race car driver isn't just going to allow any type of gas to be put in his car.
Right.
You know, so it's the same scenario.
Exactly. And you know, I wanted to bring that out because I've ran into that situation, and I asked them, why? Why would you do that? And, you know, they give me things like, well, it makes my flow smoother, and, I can get into the groove, you know, with what I'm trying to lay down.
Right.
And I go, oh, well, that's all very good and well, but how are you going to sound? You know, that's what the people are going to hear.
Right.
And you got to be in that moment so
right.
that you can project what you want them to hear, not them hearing you high.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a funny world out here because there's a lot of misconcepts
right.
that go on. You know, it's like a job, you know, and once you realize that you're there to do the best job you can do,
mm-hmm.
why are you going to put up these obstacles that
right.
might just wreck what you're trying to do?
Right.
You know, it's like that, you know, and then what if you have to do a retake?
Exactly.
And they don't have the same weed.
Right.
Okay?
Or you might
their
be at a different studio.
Mindset's not in the same spot.
Right.
You know, so, hey, there's all kinds of things that go along with that, you know. And the one thing that I want to say is that, you know, as a producer, I'm there to try to find the talent. You know, but you get those guys that knock on the door that are paying.
Right.
I hate to say it, but I've been guilty of not letting the money walk away. You know, hey,
y'all.
Gotta pay the bills. You know, and so I've had to accept them the way they are, paying
right.
customers. And the customer is always what?
Right.
Hey, I love you, man, because guess what? You've been out there in it. You know that,
yep.
hey, the world is going to turn, and you
right.
got to make yours. And, you know, vocalists, we just want you to understand, no matter how many people come to us, we're still looking for the best.
The best.
Yeah,
right.
Because if you walk in that door and you're paying and we find out you're the best,
mm-hmm.
oh, you'd be surprised what kind of red carpet comes out in a conversation.
Exactly.
You, you know?
Right.
Because, hey, that's the way the industry is, you know? A diamond in the rough?
Yep.
That's where we're at, you know.
Yep.
Now, the Poetic, you got another question for us?
No, we got One Shot. One Shot, welcome to the show. And I want to get your take, just your thoughts on the topic. And then then you could touch bases on what you heard them say. But what are the elements involved in achieving compelling vocals from your standpoint, from you as the artist? You now have the floor, One Shot. Welcome to the show. Tell everybody where you're calling in from.
Absolutely. Right now I'm calling in from Bear, Delaware, but I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
All right. All over the map. Rocket, we're going to be bringing you
all
back
over,
in
all
minute.
Over.
Go ahead. Give us your thoughts, sir. What are compelling elements involved in? What are the elements involved in creating compelling vocals? You got the floor.
Well, for me, you know, I'm always looking for the best sound. You know, clear, crispy, you know, concise. You know, vocals are real important because it brings out, you know, the artist. You know, if your vocals, you hear some of the tracks where, you know, the vocals are terrible. You know, vocals are the main important part of a song in general, you know. So for me, I look for good studios, you know, with good quality and who really understand vocals. That's the most important thing of the song. You know, you could have the best lyrics, you could have the best flow, but, you know, vocals really bring it to a whole nother level, you know. So it's important to understand people who understand
that.
That takes
me to my next question.
Yep.
That'll take me to my next question. I'm about to go across the board. If vocals is that important, then how important is the microphone that captured the vocals? I'm going to start with Gage.
All right, well, the microphone is definitely important. You want to have something that matches it. Now, a lot of us, we're accustomed to, you know, maybe going to a home studio. They might have a certain type of mic. So I'm going to give this one in those situations, because it's really a case by case, then it's going to be how the engineer is going to EQ that. Because you can still work, it's going to take a little bit more work, but you can still work it to get at least close to the sound that you want. But if you have a good microphone, it's a lot less effort to do it.
Hey, y'all heard that? Light, I love what he just said. That was science, boy. That was science. I agree. Gotta agree with that. I'm going to go down to One Shot. One Shot, you got the floor.
Okay. Well, normally, you know, when I'm on a tour and I'm doing a big tour, you know, I bring my portable mic with me when we're in the hotel rooms. And, you know, what I like to tell everybody, it's not about the mic you recorded on. It's about the mixing and mastering of the vocals. You know, so I kind of feel that, you know, the mic's cool. The mic's important, but it all boils down to how you mix the track, you know. You can record anywhere. You can record in the bathroom, but if you mix the track good enough, the vocal's going to sound crispy.
Okay. Sweet. I love everybody's take. Rock it.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Drop your science, brother. As far as the vocals, how important is the mic?
Through past experience, I'd say it's ideal. It's very important. So is the preamps. You know, so is making sure that you have a nice transparent boost to boost the signal. You know, I think that all comes from going to a studio that's well equipped with knowledgeable people at hand as far as the technicians are concerned, and going to, you know, the Guitar Center, Sam Ash, or whatever's available. If they have microphones set up that you could preview, I think that's a good way to try out some mics. You know, a lot of times studios will have a mic selection. I think knowing that beforehand is very important as the artist to go in and experiment, you know. If it's your first time recording, I think that's the time that you need to take to really delve into the microphone world, because it's huge. I mean, man. There's so many different variations as far as techniques, setting up and recording, using microphones, and the range of diaphragms plays a really big part, you know, knowing whether it's a large or small diaphragm, and, you know, just the technical aspects of the mic, period, I think, you become a better artist, a more respected artist. There's times where artists go in, you know, they'll spill over the popper stopper, and if that wasn't there, the microphone would probably be ruined. When you get to see how microphones are built technically, you start to understand how to breathe in them, where to position your mouth perfectly so you got that perfect perspective, you know.
you know, that makes our job easier at the end of the day. You know, it makes you a better artist as far as working with an engineer. Because an engineer, you know, a lot of times doesn't want to take up your studio time, you know, kind of telling you these things because, you know, it eats away. So I think knowing beforehand plays a really big part in getting that vocal to come out properly. You know, there's steps, that's all. Just know them and train yourself properly, you know.
Rodolph, mm-hmm. I know you've been listening, saying, man, I can't wait. This is my topic. Let me get in here. Bam!
You almost choked me on that one, you know? Because, you know, yeah. Each one of them is right. But see, there's the catch. Now, being a producer and having my own studio, the funny part of it is are the tools in the studio. You know, and they always talk about, yeah, you know, you can change the EQ and what have you. That's just the primary. What about adding warmth? What about adding the stereo spread on the voice? What about, you know, adding a little bit of reverb or delay? See, the funny part about it is that's why we say do the studying and learning, because, you see, an artist needs to be somewhat of an engineer to request things to his vocal besides being the vocalist. You know, there are things as doubling and lowering on one side of it so that it's present, but it brings strength. You know, there are things such as the stereo spread, which makes you sound stronger and emotional. You know, and, you know, the point of going into a studio and paying for time, yeah, the gentleman was right, because that brings up the cost of what you're doing. Because to add those things, this is an after the recording. This is the EQ and what have you. That's after the vocal has been recorded. And so these are things that if they can take on the hat of an engineer somewhat, they would be embraced at the studio because they have knowledge of how they want the projection of their voice to be felt and to flow within the music. You know, all these things, it is a time-critical science. Don't get it wrong. Promote, promote, promote. That comes all the way after all of everything else has been done. But when you start to understand this music industry, there is no overnight productions that really get successful. A lot of people might claim that, but it goes through more than just their hands. Don't fool yourself. You know, there's things that are done to enhance it, to maybe remaster it, remix it, you know. So when a person says, oh, we went into the studio and we did this overnight, I know you don't like the last word of the first word that I'm going to use, but that's bullshit. And that's the trip behind it, you know. That's the misleading point. It's work. It's trying to get perfection or as close as you can get, because there's only one human being that was perfect. But guess what? That's part of the production. Don't fool yourself. Don't sell yourself short. Not on this road of the music industry, not in trying to be an entertainer. We talked about microphones. We talked about, you know, what the microphone cord plugs into. But there are a lot of things that go on from that cord, from decide they're singing in or rapping in to going to being recorded that can be used. And they're there because the industry uses them. They're just sidestepping that. Because guess what? To be in knowledge is to be in control. And if you're paying to go in a studio, there are some studios that will shortchange you. If you don't know, that makes them happy. There are different price range of studios you can go into. Ask yourself why. And you'll realize it's something that they don't have. All that stuff costs money, the sacrifice that they have to go through to be able to produce the music. How many pots of beans did they eat? Red beans and rice before they could afford that equipment. See, there's where you have to understand it's a struggle from the producer side, and it's a struggle from the artist side. You pay for what you get. And you have to realize that a bargain isn't always a bargain. A microphone, you got to look at it like this. Guess what? There's two sides of that microphone. What happens when you go live? Do you have your own sound equipment? I'm talking about the board with all the things, the effects that you need to be that artist. So, you know, this is to show you you can do it, but you've got to be aware of what's needed, and you've got to make the sacrifices. Now, did that help?
Okay. Oh, it helped me, but I do want to go to the next thing, but I definitely want to make sure we're all on the same page. The question I have for you guys is, as far as the technical aspect, how important is the booth? I noticed that a lot of people, sometimes they move away from the booth and they just record without that sound booth. But is the booth necessary, the filters that's inside, the foam that's inside that booth to flatten that sound? I've always wanted to know tonight. One of you technical guys, I'd like to get it from you. Let's start with Gage. Gage, you got the floor.
I would have to say that it's extremely important. And that's just based off, you know, starting with a home studio. And someone mentioned earlier the bathroom. Now, I use the bathroom for certain acoustics, you know, when I wanted that type of echo sound. But what happened is when I sat down to do the mix, it was kind of difficult to even do that mix because of those acoustics bouncing around. And me personally, believe me, I am consistently investing into my booth because I want that sound to be captured properly. I want it to be crisp and I want it to be clear. That's the other aspect to the mic. And it also depends on the acoustics of the room that you're having it in because you don't want sound bouncing around everywhere. So, for example, I'm sitting in my booth. Of course, that's foamed down with a bunch of different things. I even found this, they have these big, I forgot what they're called, but I have one, these big, real thick curtains that I saw when I was in the studio in North Carolina. It dampens the sounds out pretty much completely. Now, you don't want to drown it to where, you know, you're going to have issues when you're recording because you can always overdo something. But I honestly believe, from my experience, it's very important to have great acoustics. Regardless of what mic you have.
Okay. And,
well, let me give the other side of that. I got to give the other side of that. Okay. It depends on the location of where your studio's at. Now, if you're in the metropolitan area,
right,
you're going to pick up noises. Before I moved to the location I'm in now, I didn't realize that while I was making a vocal recording that you could hear the bus engine outside.
Wow.
Because in the city, there are noises that you become immune to that surround you. I moved to the, well, what Poetic calls the country, but it's the suburbs. Okay. I don't hear a car.
Right.
I don't hear a horn honk. I don't hear a person talking. I heard a coyote fart the other day. And that's the only sound that I hear where I'm located. So a booth, yes, I have a booth, but I can do it directly where I'm at without a sound. I don't have a heating vent in my studio. I have nothing. I've got my computers enclosed within a cabinet, and they're whisper silent. So I don't get any of that. And so, yeah, if you're in the metropolitan inner city, you've got to have a booth. And you're that's one of the requirements.
Right.
You know, and that's the funny part. When you find – Go check out major singers and what have you, and you'll find they have a house in the mountains, and they've got a studio, but they don't have a booth. And you go, well, where's your booth?
Right.
They don't need
it.
They don't need it. See, the funny part about recording, you have to really tune your ear to just silence in your location. If you hear anything, that's too much because that's going to be picked up. But if you hear nothing and silence is driving you crazy, then you have a location where you can do a vocal recording without being in a booth. But you still have to have the right microphone. You might have to have the sound baffle in front of it and the pop screen and what have you. And you can do it, you know. You know what? The technology has gone a long, long way with everything that you can that they have on the market now, such as noise reduction and, you know, the white light to take out certain sound infractions that you may not hear, like air or breathing. You know, so there's so much out here that makes recording and having your own studio actually delightful. You know, I mean, it's like driving a Bentley. You know, I can't describe it any other way than you have the freedom of creation, you have the freedom of production, and vocalists, you can, man, like I say, all producers are looking and looking and looking. That's why we open our doors and we take cash payments for you wanting to buy time. Don't get it wrong. We're taking a peek and we're listening. Because, you see,
all right,
to find that one is a great find. All right, Poetic.
All right, guys. I want to tell y'all, and when we come back, I want to get Rockets and One Shot's take on that thought about the booth. But tonight's episode has been sponsored by Andre Lewis, and here's his tune. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This is where you get involved right here and help support the program. Y'all stay with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my new single entitled Give Him Praise. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give him praise.
Now enter into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater.
Nah.
Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega?
Right.
You may need a lot, but this rock got favor.
Hey.
Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a
prince.
Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified.
Hey.
Jesus Christ came to die.
Hey.
Level make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplified.
Hey.
He got that power, much more than Kanye.
Hey.
This ain't alive, this is something that me conscious.
Yeah,
he came and died, but he rose on that thigh.
Yeah.
Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet.
Okay.
And he coming back, white horse with the strong arm.
Hey.
First you're gonna hear that trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong.
Right.
Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thongs.
No.
Read up on your words too, and don't be quoting songs.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
yeah.
I get a
yeah.
And it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repenting. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Jesus came and died for the whole. Got enough blood for you and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, but don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Snatch it back, things from the devil, that's what he owes. Me like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. If you guys are listening to me, listen to me now. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. Hit the tab that says Upload MP3. And fill out the form, and voila, we got your music, and we're ready to do business with you and help take you to the next level. www.hiphopnational.com. All right, guys, back to the topic. Tonight we're talking about what are the elements involved in achieving compelling vocals. Before we went to the break, we were talking about the booths. I had went to Gage. I'm going to open up everybody's line after this because we're going to go into a discussion thereafter. We're going to go to One Shot. Anyway, give me a little thought about what you thought about that song for a moment. What you thought? You thought it was a pretty decent song or what?
Oh, yeah, it was hot. I'm a Christian recording artist, secular switched to Christian, so I love the song. You know, I was feeling it.
All right. Thank you very much, man, for that. In the booth, we're going to talk to you about the booth. How important is it to you?
Extremely important. I feel it really boils down to this. You know, you have to take care of acoustics and you have to take care of soundproofing, because if you don't, you're going to have a major sound problem. Noise problem is an issue. And especially in home-based studios, you know, especially in homes where you have neighbors, you know, and the houses are attached and you can hear them, you know, like one of the gentlemen was saying, you can hear, you know, things outdoor like a jet or a lawnmower. So you have to really take care of soundproofing. You know, that's really important, you know. And on the other hand, you know, there's all kinds of things that can happen, disturbing neighbors, you know, sound, and even yourself, you can leak sound. Many times when I'm recording, you know, it's amazing where my voice will be on the track and has to be cleaned up. You know, they have to clean my vocals. So, you know, had there not been a booth there, there would be so much echoes and so much things that would get on the track that doesn't belong there. So I think soundproofing is extremely important, and the booth plays a major part in that. And if we didn't have the booth, because I've seen people who record without a booth, and they relied basically on just the mix, but you need a booth, you know, it's very, very important.
Okay, okay. And Rocket, we're back to you. Go ahead and you give us your thoughts.
Yeah, my opinion is definitely situated around the first two comments. They're very concise, and they can create what I think is a reality. You know, you do have areas where a live room would probably be a better idea than a booth, maybe. You know, if you're trying to get a band in, per se, you know, some people have live rooms with an additional booth, you know, to isolate the vocalist from the band. And then the curtain aspect, you know, that could isolate, you know, different band members so you can record, you know, like Motown did, which is rare, you know, especially a home-based recording.
All right, I'm not clear. I got to be honest with you. I'm personally not clear on what you mean by a live room. So I need to, if you could break that down to me, maybe you can open me up to something.
Right. In comparison to a booth, a live room will have more options as far as creating the size. You might have panels that come down to shrink the room to create different types of acoustics. Maybe they have wood panels that they bring in, metal panels that they bring in. A live room would be something that you would probably see on earlier recordings where everybody's jamming at once. Like in the movies, it's a little more unrealistic because they're not really isolated and separate. And what happens is you get bleeding. But in an ideal situation, if you did have heavy curtains, you could isolate enough to where you could record everybody at once and do a live recording in the studio. That's kind of what I was saying with the live room in comparison to a booth. Now, a booth would be more convenient, safer space. I think one of the biggest things, though, in a booth is to have a connection with the engineer, whether it's via video feed or a large window, just something to where you can, you know, you have that alternate communication. That's, you know, you can't really describe it. But he doesn't feel isolated like the booth is like a closed coffin or a closet. And one important thing I think about a booth is to keep that booth live, you know, alive with either conversation, just enough to where, you know, the person has a connection and feels like that booth isn't too isolated and too set apart from where the studio is. It's about camaraderie. I think that plays a big part in getting that great vocal performance, you know. If they feel like they're alone, nobody's rooting for them, communication is not there, you're doing something technical and, you know, you left them alone for, you know, longer than they care to be left alone. That plays a big important factor in getting that solid performance.
All right,
in other
guys,
words, he was telling you poetic claustrophobia. A lot of people can't be in a booth that long without feeling trapped.
Right.
True.
I can't breathe.
I
need air.
I'm a person like that. I got to get up out of here for a second, bro.
But you know what? You know, there's some big booths, too, so it all depends on the size of the booth, you know. Yeah.
Now, if they have the windows, then it's not so bad looking at the other people, but you still feel like a prisoner. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
One of my
recordings was done at the Hick Factory, and be honest with you, the booth room was probably about 20 by 20, and it had a lot of the acoustics around it, and it was really a nice booth that, you know, to me, it set the mood. How important, guys, is the mood in the recording? If the artist is having a bad day and he or she, the mindset is not there in before, how important is it for the producer to get this person on point before going into recording or decide that, hey, we can't do your recording today? We're going to go start with Gage.
Well, I mean, mood is definitely something, because whenever you're doing your music, you're actually expressing a certain type of mood. So, for example, if you're doing a happy song and somebody having a bad day, you might want to make sure they're in that type of mood so they can deliver that. That's still a part of the production. And a lot of producers, and I've seen this, they don't comprehend that if that artist sounds bad, it also reflects bad on them because they're the production. So it's very, very, and I have to stress, very important that their producer is open-minded enough to make sure that artist is going to be in the type of mood for that particular song. For example, gospel song. We know that those are spiritual. People get caught up as soon as the special notes get hit right there. So if you can get that artist to express what that song is feeling, then y'all going to have to shut it down, and then the producer going to have to be wise enough to say, hey, you might be having a bad day. Actually, a better way to say it, we're not having a good day, so we might need to, you know, sit back for a little bit or do whatever it takes to get you in the right mood. Now, we got to go back to what the other brother was talking about. Some of these people go in, you know, they might blaze up or whatever before they go in there. That's some people's way of actually doing it. If that's what it takes for them to get there, hey, that's your business. You know, you're a grown person. Hopefully that's what you're working with. Whatever you want to do, that's your business. As long as it's going to allow us to get the desired outcome, then that's what matters. But, you know, if it's too bad, then, hey, be wise enough to say, look, let's come back next week or, you know, tomorrow whenever things are going better. Because a lot of people bring their emotions and things into that booth. You know, somebody get in an argument with their concert, with their spouse. You know, they're going to bring that energy in there, and we actually have to fight that. I do a lot of things because I study metaphysics. So, for example, you know, the lighting is very important. And you can tell the difference when you walk in a room that has these bright lights versus a room with some, you know, dim lights. Now, of course, you might have to adjust if you have dim lights and they want to go in the booth and read off their paper. Yeah, give them a light for that. But when they come back, you create that move to where they can be openly creative, for want of better terms.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that, Gage. Rawdog, you're going to have the final word because you know we're getting ready to close out. So I'm going to go around these guys here, and then I'm coming to you. Okay? One shot, your thoughts.
The mood for me, you know, is extremely important. You know, like the gentleman was saying, you know, if you're having a bad day, you know, and you're doing a happy song, it's not going to work. So, you know, the mood is extremely important. Even little things like that affect my mood. Like when I go in the studio, sometimes the lighting, you know, some studios, the lighting in the booth will be too bright. So I dim it down. I like the lights a little bit, you know, darker, you know, it all depends on, you know, your personal preference. But, and setting the mood is the most important thing because, you know, music sets a mood. Music is a trend. Music is an emotion, and you want to convey that emotion through the you know, recording. And if you don't, you know, have the right mood going into the studio, your song's not going to come out the right way, and that defeats the purpose. So for me, you know, that's the most important thing.
All right, man. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. Rocket.
Yes, I definitely think being in tune with the vibe of your artist is a solid thing. I also think, too, before recording, you know, make your studio available for a walkthrough so that, you know, they can get a vibe and you can get a vibe from them. And, you know, social media is a beautiful thing because you can kind of get to know a person a little bit more than, you know, regular conversation. You can see how they interact with other people. I think that could play a vital role in really communicating and connecting. You know, don't try to overdo it, have too much in common, but I think that, you know, be yourself. And, you know, those are the best engineers, the ones where you come in and then they're not biased. You know, they're open to things, to intelligent suggestions, and, you know, they improvise when needed. And I also think, you know, for artists, you know, if you're having a bad day, you know, and you know that, you just call us beforehand and cancel the session, reschedule. And I think for artists, just being prompt and really being on top of their professionalism lends an extraordinary hand as far as helping out the engineer capture the vocals and create that climate to where, you know, a person can feel free and open. And, you know, I'm not really a person to invite too many people, but really close friends that are really important that might have been there, you know, during the songwriting or, you know, have a vital role. They need to be there. I think that helps create and set the mood. And like my partner was saying, I think that, you know, you just have to have some knowledge of what makes people comfortable, you know. Don't have a stinky booth, for one. You know, clean your popper stopper. Don't have chunks just sitting on it. You know, little teeny things that might be overlooked in the chaos of running a studio and booking session. You know, just make sure those things are on point. You know, clean bathroom. You know, that's a big important factor, I think.
I think so, too. I think the clean environment, 100%, is important. Right off.
Yeah. You know, I heard what they had to say. But usually what happens is that on my sessions, they know what time they're supposed to be there. They know they're supposed to get there early. We do what we call a check-in sheet, and we do a conversation. And in that conversation, I ask a few questions. Well, how are you feeling? How's your day going? Are you ready? Hey. And I kind of analyze them. And, you know, in talking in that way before the time the session starts, you can always say to them, well, let's do this. Why don't, you know, if you got things going wrong, Murphy's Law hits you, you know, let's reschedule. But there's a fee to reschedule it. There's no, you know, it's about business. And so, you know, I would rather get them in the right mind frame and with the point of doing what's necessary to do in this production. And so, you know, when it comes down to, oh, yeah, I got beer signs and mellow lights and I can dim them and all those kind of things if that's what they want, you know. And I don't care if they drink, you know, but then guess what? I don't like a drunk. So, you know, these are all the tests because I want a professional. I work with professionals, and they're going to have to be professionals. And there are expectations. And so, you know, the whole thing about it is this is a business, and they're here to do business, and so let's get our business done, and let's create something that's going to be fantastic, that's going to show you their talent and their expression of the lyrics and what have you, and let's make it a winner. That's what we're there for. We're not there just to play around, joke around. We might have a good time while we're doing it, but guess what? It's my job to get the best out of them and to give them their money's worth, and they're sure looking to get their money's worth. So, you know, that's the way I approach them, and that's the way I've been received. And, you know, I haven't made any enemies because I'll tell you the truth. You know, don't ask me what I think about it if you're the one that's paying the cost to have this production. But if I'm the one producing it, I'm sure going to be the one to get the best out of them because that's what they're there for. They want somebody that's going to coach them. They want somebody that's going to critique them. So, hey, you know, it's a business, and that's what it's all about, getting the best that you can get in a production.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, and I do have this one more question based on what you guys say. Do you think in helping to set the mood, let's say, I think Gage mentioned it earlier, one of you guys mentioned it earlier, that, you know, if you're a gospel artist, you do certain things. Let's say that if you're a gospel artist, should you go into a prayer to help you set the mood? If you were a rock star, should you, and you wanted to put out an angry version of your vocals, would it be beneficial for you to probably bang on a bag before going into the session? Would it be beneficial for you to do something happy before the setting if you had to do a happy mood type of song, or think of something very sad if you're putting on something depressive? I'm just wondering to lead that artist into that mood. Should that be a setting to directing them that way? Your thoughts, Gage. You go ahead. I may be far left right now, but I just want.
I think personally, that it's actually up to the artist. And the reason why is because everyone has different belief systems. So, for example, you have like Halle Berry. Whenever she goes to do her movies, she does what you call channeling. And these channeling, you know, again, I deal with metaphysics, so I'm not sure if anyone is actually familiar. Well, I know there's a lot of people that are familiar with it. So channeling, like, for example, she gets her role, and she might be doing a role of, you know how she does these movies where their true stories are based on true stories. Well, she'll go read about that particular story and actually sit there and try to channel that energy into herself. Other people, they might require thinking happy thoughts. You know, if you want to do a funny song, listen to some comedy, something to get you in the mood. I think that it helps you, but no one knows yourself better than you. So I think it's up to that particular artist individually.
That's dope, brother. That's dope. Short and sweet, too. I appreciate that. One shot.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I agree, too. It's more of a personal thing, you know. It really depends, you know, on the individual, what they would like to do, you know. Like I said before, a song is all about a mood, and you're trying to project a certain mood. So if it's an angry song, of course, you don't want to sound like you're faking, sound like you're trying to be angry. You want to, you know, project that mood. So, I mean, it depends on the individual and what you want to project, you know. And for me personally, I do, you know. It helps me set the mood, you know. Like me being once a secular artist, now I'm doing Christian rap, you know. You know, before, you know, necessarily I didn't say a prayer or anything. I just try to, you know, make a certain sound a way. But right now, you know, I say a prayer before I go to the studio, before I go to the booth, and that helps me, you know. Whereas some, you know, some artists, you know, who are into certain different things, you know, smoke before they go in the studio, you know, to, you know, calm them down, blaze, relax, you know. So it really depends on the individual and how bad you want to convey the sound. Or if you're a good actor, you know, you just kind of just go with it and you can make that sound. But if you want it to be genuine and 100% you, then you're going to have to do some kind of thing to channel the energy and make it, you know, and to convey that message, you know.
Yes, sir. Rocket.
I say definitely on all aspects, you got to be in tune and definitely have to give them some leeway, but observe who your clientele is, you know, prior to booking them. Now, don't get in a situation where, you know, you cater to maybe a certain, you know, a certain type of music and now you're uncomfortable. I think whatever your studio is designed to be, that should be how you promote it. You know, there's a multitude of studios here in Vegas, and, you know, so they don't clash and so they're not so competitive. You know, they offer different things that specialize maybe in niche things. So, you know, I think when an artist is dealing with a studio and they have maybe something, you know, that's a little far-fetched, a little left field, you know, maybe do that prior to get in there and just make that known, you know. Like if they want to create clouds of smoke and, you know, be caught in that haze that they are when they're writing, you know, tell them that that's not going to be possible if smoke is not allowed, you know. Just make those things very aware so that doesn't cause a hiccup in the session, you know. A smooth session to me is what produces a great recording.
All right, guys, I want to let you guys know you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. And we do this Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with various topics that is impacting the industry. Every day of the week, we play music. On Sundays, we take you to church with Pastor Chris Willingham, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. It is just music with In the Mix with Dr. AT. And right now, we're getting ready to go into a music session. But I do want to know, I want to ask all you guys, what station is bringing you the best tips and advice in the music industry? You now have the floor. Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, hip hop national.
Hip hop national radio.
Yeah, we're already here. Where they listen to us at right now? Hip hop national radio, of course.
That's right. That's right. And the answer to your question is just like sex. Everybody gets ready different. Now to the music, Dr. A.T. Can you
This is Dr. A.T., and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. A.T.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise. And you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
Give him praise. Come on, don't be stopped. We gon' give him praise. Yeah.
You have now entered into a realm like no other.
I'ma tell y'all people right now, ain't nobody else greater. Nah. Who you know that can be named Alpha and Omega? You may need a lot, but this rock got favor. Hey. Ain't no coincidence like rock scissors paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Hey. Jesus Christ came to die. Hey. Love will make Marines holler. Who rise simplified? Hey. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Hey. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjure. For your homie, Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy, gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's a life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Set the back, things from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I'm believe cause Christ told me. His hands, they still holy from hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me, and that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Now check me out, go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a Lord praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that Omega, the creator, the final way maker, on top and ungreater. So to Satan is a lying, full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants, but can't stop God's favor. See, God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Okay. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention. So I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And and I ain't hating, I'm just saying what's real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, Ernie? She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. 2 Chainz, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Told his mom she loved him because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she part of the lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Next on deck, look up.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
My life like struggle and pain, nobody gave a damn, it was broke. Working 9 to 5, paying bills to be broke. Writing rhymes in my room, hoping I blow. Searching on the web, trying to find me a show. Showcase my talent, it's dope. I got major plans, big dreams, you know. Never went to college, but ain't slow. Keep my head in the book so my mind can grow. Always on my grind, hit the block and some more. Hot mixtape so the world can know. Feel my pain in the fire way deep in your soul. Came from the slums where the weather is cold. Looking at the sky trying to clear my dome. Is it a heaven for a G like me to go? Write my life in the diary, the life of N.O. Nomad.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Anything is possible, looking at Obama. Winning the election, Mary J, no more drama. Party all night, celebrating, drinking vodka. Happy that my president is black, can't stop us. World new order, trying to feed my daughter. People losing homes cause they can't pay the mortgage. Projects tore down, rebuilt, can't afford it. Everybody looking for a way, can't ignore it. Hard times that we face, traps in his... Murder, crime, sex, and drugs, the world we living in. Taking steps day by day, I need the medicine. Getting high and drunk, trying to escape reality. Wonder if UFOs flying in the galaxy. Beyond human knowledge, it's way more than gravity. I look up in the sky, see the bird in the plane. I'm thinking to myself, I hope tomorrow ain't the same. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, for the sky, for the sky.
Sometimes it's overlooked. It is not one of the most familiar passages in the Old Testament. But I never will forget when I first came across it. It struck me as a passage having cosmic significance, because it says so much in so few words about things that we all experience in life.
I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky. I gotta reach for the sky, gotta reach for the sky, the sky, the sky.
Next on deck, maybe we're just crazy. My baby mother's in heaven, my oldest daughter is 7. I only listen to angels cause all the demons be yelling. Raised by felons, so I grew up never telling. Even when the decomposing body was smelling, I never told the reverend. Grew up rebelling and selling on corners. I was like Mexican borders. If you were slow like a tortoise, then you can roll with the ballers and callers. Illegal adventures and beamers and benches. We sit on the benches, smoking the trenches. The rain used to drench us, everything was surreal. The weapons concealed, I say what I feel. I pray when I kneel, in time of reveal. The reason for living, receiving and giving. A gift with a ribbon ain't nothing worth going to prison. But what are our choices? Do you hear our voices, or are they just noises? Are we born to die? Is that why you lie and never reply? Are we supposed to wait for him to come back from the sky? Or are UFOs gonna take our human soul?
Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a dream? What if life is really fake? Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a game?
My grandma watches over me from a cloud. She makes sure I don't end up face down on the ground. I could feel her pushing me when I'm standing around, like a dealer pushing weed from a dime to a pound. I remember seeing bodies drop after the sound from manipulated minds that wanted the crown. Everybody in my town walks around with a frown from a man. Niggas die, but none of them drown. It's a shame how they put the cane all in our lane. Robbers with the game, who's to blame? They all the same, cause we were set up to lose. No matter what road you choose, I know you see all the clues. Even when you watch the news, they try to give you the blues. They try to leave you confused. And how we went from Egyptians to getting convictions, to getting eviction notices. It's like no one notices. This killing us without condolences.
Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a dream? What if life is really fake? Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a game? What if nothing's what it seems? Maybe we're just crazy. we're not even awake. What if this is just a dream? What if life is really fake? Maybe we're just crazy and we're not even awake. What if this is just a scheme? What if nothing's what it seems?
Next on deck, Beast Hollywood. Shorty going crazy. Next on deck, change the world.
Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter. Dr. Martin Luther King.
Change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world, change the world.
We don't need no more bloodshed, no more gun flare. Enough people die too young, we need love here. Too many funerals, not enough graduates. Plenty of dope dealers, not enough advocates. We need leaders like MLK. Just step up and say it's gonna be okay. You got your whole life ahead of you. Too many federal, I hate to read about another DOA. Really, the world is yours, use your mind as a weapon. No more homicide, let's rise for the essence. It's time we correct this. There's too many of us dying on stretches. What about mama crying, reflecting, trying to stay strong? Her baby ain't coming home because they gone. And that's wrong, moment of silence. We gotta stop the violence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Outside.
When all we trying to do is just live our lives. More love, more blessing without skin complexion. We all God's children, deliver you the message. Check it, mama, we can change the world. But first we gotta change the way we raising girls. Building strong women, abs, legs, and curls. When they stand up, they shine like amazing pearls. It's time that we rise up, fists in the air. You want that good energy, you get it right here. Living no fear, what a life, I'ma live it up. Waiting for it all to ignite, I'm the distributor. L-A-R-U-E, call me the senator. First things first, we got a problem with the violence. It's time we speak up, bring reverends and preachers. The children need us, it's time we break the silence.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world. Marie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change the world.
As a UNIT, we can
change.
Come on, it starts with you and me. We can
change.
Come
the
on,
world.
LaRue and Palmarie, we can
change the world.
Don't be scared, follow my lead. We can
change.
It takes a man to pull the trigger, bigger man to walk away. Too many youngers getting pie, I hear them dying every day. Another angel fly away, another homicidal case. Their family drowning in the pain, but he's alive another day. Right around for where you stay, police surround us every way. Another body on the ground, the killer always get away. A bunch of rats up in the race, uneducated. They don't know how to use their mind, man, elevated. Cause tomorrow's our promise, I'm not only being honest. It's a cold, cold world without using your knowledge. When a fat in your wallet, they go use your college. Too many rappers lying about who got it. They neck chain rented, they wrist watch rented. They riding around but the execs get it. Spreading that garbage and we ain't with it. Jawan LaRue, Palmarie, let's get it.
Stand up for all you believe in. It could all start today. We could change the world.
We could change the world.
Next on deck, love you four.
DSC, them girl, you're not easy. Me, I tell you, believe me. She will love you for your rims, she will love you for your car. Love you for your things, do you buying out the bar? She love me through me sing. In her eyes, me, I shine like a star. Love me for the bling, to me link with up and now. Love the vibe, love party, love the yabia. Wine our body, be the seminar. She wants to be with the stars. You fin know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for. Know what she love you for. Know what she love. Before you take it too far, know
want to love your boss.
Love your boss.
Stressful days, you work so hard. Invest time and money to reap some reward. She took it for granted, I play a wild card. The day I boil down, see your touch back at your yard. Gently work as I get a dive with that. While on the road, you are is no life hard. You tell that, just your lovely woman at your yard. Say you are go buy the tickets, then I go abroad. He bought her fresh, fresh live and red roses. Want to surprise her, deep on toe. As him approach the door, him hear moans and groans. Peep through the window and slide through the door. She never hear him coming on the carpet floor. To his surprise, in front his eyes, I didn't know the neighbor between him wife's eyes. Oh, let him get by him, him get by him. You can know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for. Love you for. Know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for.
Love you for.
This story not done, he met with love. She can't explain, him says she's up. The neighbor try run, him grab him by the shirt. Make another escape with a thump and a cut. Say him can't believe all them things, yeah, him work for. Think him life is colorful and bright like birds, it hurts her. Think say a blessing but a curse her. Can't believe the girl really denied the nurture. You can know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for.
Love you for.
Know what she love you for. Know what she love you for. Before you take it too far. Know what she love you for.
Love you for.
Next on deck is LD History.
Perception and share my history. Kill it. Tell about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the west coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolled out the womb full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the deck. By Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? So slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the A. With my big sister and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm fly. First class to be exact, to the south side shot. When I first arrived, they observed my whole style. Beat my morale, my southern hospital. With me, plus they can hear it in my speech. Brothers feeling records, now the city claim me. That's west coast, down south, midwest keys. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask which region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, I salute the man that you see. Whether here on the track, flow so poetically. I could tell more, but I'll leave it as a D. If you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Happy to get to know a little more about me, yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Alrighty, let's get on the
vibe.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip-hop.